Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local here on 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. I have a band called Pink Boa in studio right now hanging out with me. Let's start off. What's your name and what do you do in Pink Boa?
My name's Brian. I play guitar, sing. I mean, we were a two-piece for a long time, so yeah. I was recording the bass, and I mean... that as well, but yeah.
Okay, right on.
I would say Brian got tired of playing the bass and found me, and I'm CJ, and I play the bass.
All right, what's up, CJ?
How's it going?
Good.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I'm Nate. I play drums, and I'm also here with Carl, who
Hello, Carl.
Also plays drums.
I also play drums. We alternate, switch off, I don't know.
If this was Facebook 2000, we are in an open relationship.
Yes. Nice.
Poly drummers.
We actually invited one more drummer, too, who was going to come
did
and
invite
couldn't
Andy,
make it.
Yeah.
But the other guy was Andy King, and he...
Shout out to Andy.
Right? Yeah, he just recorded drums for a couple tracks for a new EP we're working on. But yeah, Nate's been playing with us live. Carl's been playing with us live.
It's a party.
Probably going to get them on the album as well, or at least...
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yes.
We'll see what happens.
Dumb. Okay. Right on. Well, tell me the origin story. Whoever wants to hop in, let's hear the origin story of Pink Boa.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm Brian, and it started with me and my friend Mike Manfredo. We met each other bartending on Capitol Hill, and there
was... As all dysfunctional relationships start.
Right? Oh, yeah. And there was a few of us guys at work that would just jam at my house, you know, hanging out.
Which bar? Let's shout it out.
Lost Lake Cafe, Comet Tavern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, well, there's like four of us that would just jam randomly, but I quickly, like, me and Mike linked up and we're like, ooh, we got some nice chemistry and vibe.
Yeah.
So he was actually the drummer on the album Dream Crush, first two singles. Recently, we just split up, you know, different life endeavors and on our next EP there's going to be a little kaleidoscope of talent, which I'm all about.
A menagerie.
Collaboration. Yes.
Collaboration.
I like
menagerie
it
better, to
right
be honest.
Yeah,
menagerie's amazing.
Musical,
this is why Kevin's
menagerie.
The pro. Yeah, this is why Kevin does what he does.
But yeah, so our first album just came out last summer.
Yeah.
We were playing together for about 5 years or something. Two of the years were COVID, so it was like, you know, really like 3 years of playing or something. And a year of just kind of trying to sound and stuff. But yeah, we put out two singles, then the album. Matt Bayless mixed it. He engineered and mixed our first two tracks. A guy I met bartending at Numo's named Derek Morey.
Amazing. Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, his first day I met him, Andy King, the other drummer, he was talking about, oh, you're gonna love Derek. He was the GM at Numo's at the time.
Yep.
And he's like, oh, dude, you're gonna love Derek. He's a music guy. And yeah, as soon as we started working together.
He's a wizard, too.
Yeah,
he's done he's so awesome. Many good records.
So he engineered our album, and yeah, the first day I met him, he was like, oh, I worked with Matt Bayless for 5 years, and I'm like, oh, okay, well,
let's go. Cool.
Yeah. And he had just opened up a new studio, and yeah.
That's awesome.
And then here we are, working on a new album and playing.
So you're working on a new album right now?
Yeah, like an EP, probably about 4 to 6 songs, but I laid down like vocals, bass, and guitar, at least the like main tracks, and then sent it out to various bands. One of my band we played with at Tree Fort Fest called Pink Fuzz from Denver. They're awesome, and I'm hoping to get their whole band on it. At least my friend, the drummer and the lead singer, they said they're in for sure. The lead singer and the bassist are brother and sister, so yeah, we're hoping to get them all. But
you guys played Tree Fort?
Yeah, last year, not this year.
Okay, so I was just talking with you about Tree Fort, and you were playing with what was your other project called?
Flesh Produce.
Flesh Produce, yeah. And so I haven't been to Tree Fort yet, but I'm just watching, you know, all this coverage and people posting about Tree Fort and stuff. I'm like, how does this happen? Over in Idaho, there's 500 bands that descend upon. Is Boise?
Yes.
Boise. And is it the guys from Built to Spill that started it, or who started it?
Built to Spill usually plays it every year.
Yeah.
I was out there too. I had a chance to watch Carl with Flesh Produce, which if you have a chance to do that too, like Carl's my dude, man. Like,
it's phenomenal. Flesh Produce,
he's amazing. But I was out there playing drums at a band called Spirit Award, and we were all hanging out there like last weekend. But yeah, I mean, it's kind of like they just put this whole big thing together in Boise, and it really just brings all this talent there for like, it's a few days they do it. I think they actually just started doing a fall one too. I forget the name of it off the top of my head. If you Google like fall Tree Fort, it should come up. But
it's like a less industry dirty version of South by Southwest.
Honestly, I liked it way more than South by Southwest. Cool. I played South by last year too with another band, but yeah. I had a better time at Tree Fort.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
The only downside is it was snowing and freezing.
Yeah,
that was pretty rough. But
fair enough.
Tree Fort was awesome this year and last year.
Yeah, that was the only thing that put a damper on it, was they had a cold front that came through.
Yeah.
And the whole time, I don't think the temperature got above like 50 the whole time, and there were a bunch of outdoor shows. So we made the best out of a tough situation with that.
Speaking of Northwest music festivals, the Bumbershoot 50th anniversary is coming up. They have a new production team that's a local production team that's bringing a lot more local focus on the festival. We got Sleater Kinney, we got Descendants, we got AFI, we got Sunny Day Real Estate, Jawbreaker, some of the heavy hitters, Benny the Butcher, and then you guys are going to be playing one of the days. And so congratulations on getting on Bumbershoot. That's freaking awesome.
Yeah. Hey, thank you.
Did you guys have to keep that a secret for a little while? How long did you guys know?
Actually, you got the email that we were going to be on it pretty like a few days before they were announcing it.
Yeah. Did you guys have to like submit for it, or did they?
Yeah. I'm kind of bad at like this year we didn't play Tree Fort, and the biggest reason is probably I just didn't submit in time for it.
Sure.
And I was talking to my friend Chris, who's the bass player for Sunny Day Real Estate, and he's going to be on our next EP as well.
Dope.
But he was like, he had known that Bumbershoot was coming up, and he's like, hey, I was telling him how I'm bad at this applying and then whatever. Anyways, he's like, this would probably be good to get on that one. And I work at Numo's too.
Yep.
And one of the co-owners of Numo's, I believe, is one of the, Steve Severin.
Yep.
He's like the heads. I asked my friend who books at Numo's, Evan, who's the homie too.
Yeah.
He was like, I was like, hey, who should I email about this? Because,
Yeah.
Anyways, so he gave me his email, and I emailed Steven, and he was awesome and was like, yeah, definitely, we got a lot more acts than spots, but you know, what's going on, what you guys got coming up, anything, you know? And stoked to be a part of it.
That's cool, man. Mm-hmm. Talk about iconic, man.
Oh, yeah.
I remember, you know, all the different artists I saw growing up and seeing at Bumbershoot, man. So it's awesome that it's kind of going back to the roots of what it started as, a little bit more affordable, a little bit more local,
right.
And a lot more focus on art and a lot less focus on just like commercial capital and all that kind of stuff. So
right. I actually, one of the I saw Elliot Smith at a Bumbershoot, and that was the only time I ever saw him. And like, as far as like acoustic or, you know, single songwriters, he's one of my favorites. And I was like, man, that's a show that I was just like, I'm glad I got to see that one.
Yeah, I got to see a like pre-special Nick Swartzen and Sarah Silverman.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I wasn't even there for comedy. I was just like, happened upon it. Like, this is amazing.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I saw Sonic Youth and Wu-Tang Clan. Nice. That was dope. Being that this is a Northwest radio show, what are some of your favorite Northwest bands of all time?
Brian, you want to start off on that one?
Oh, I mean, Nirvana, Alice in Chains, Soundgarden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heavy hitters.
Oh, yeah. If it's heavy melodic rock, I love it.
Nice.
I'll definitely say Sunny Day Real Estate is a big one.
I just saw them, like, what was it, 2 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm. Were you at that show at the Moore Theater?
The Thursday one, So ooh. Good.
I was there both nights. Yeah.
Nice.
I didn't know it was going to be a seated show.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my only thing with it. Yeah, I was having a hard time reconciling. They're a tight band that William Goldsmith is, like, still at his age to be
His new band Assertion's great, too.
Oh, yeah,
they played at Central before. They're tight.
That's awesome.
Good stuff.
I'm hoping to get him on the album, too. Our buddy Andy King is his drum tech.
Oh, that's awesome.
And at the show, I talked to him at the Moore, and I was like, yo, Andy already laid drums on a couple tracks. I was like, I'd love to get you on one. He's like, track. So I'm like okay.
You're like getting all the drummers.
We're trying. I'm
pretty much.
Like a drum circle band, dude. Yeah.
Everybody wants to play with Brian, man.
Yeah. Nah. Here we go.
Another one, and a band I saw recently for the first time ever would definitely be Botch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Just those reunion shows, incredible.
Yeah.
They were perfect too after 21 years.
Yeah, I teared up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I know you were there for the show that my homies Denial of Life.
Yes.
With them, and they're sick too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, with my buddy Logan's their guitarist.
Yep. And they're out on tour right now.
He bartends with me on that. Yeah, they're getting after it pretty hard. They do a lot. Yeah, they play around.
Absolutely.
I would say the first year I moved out to Seattle, 2016, and I saw a free show downtown by the Space Needle. It wasn't a festival or anything. It was just a free show, and it was Aaron Jones. And his live stuff is just so even more captivating than his studio audio. So he blew me away.
He's absolutely killing it. I mean, just last year alone, he opened up in Paris with the Rolling Stones.
Wow.
Yeah, he blew my mind. That was like 7 years ago, and he was playing some free show, and it was he opened up with Jimi Hendrix's kind of variation of the national anthem.
That's awesome.
And he slapped it. Yeah, it was pretty dope.
Aaron's on. What were you going to say something?
Oh, I got to give a big shout out to the Grizzled Mighty.
Yeah, great band.
Grizzled Mighty. If I had to pick one album, Confetti Teeth. That whole record through and through. Every time I car for somebody too, like it's kind of like no matter who it is, they've got a little bit. They've put everybody in that sound. Like that's one of those ones I'll have it playing and people just look up and be like, oh, who's that? I was like, oh yeah, Grizzled Mighty. Check them out. They're from like 2 miles that way.
That's awesome. Do you work at Central?
No.
Okay. You mentioned that you saw someone at this. I thought for some reason.
I put together a show calendar for the Seattle music scene twice a week on my Instagram. It's called Raised on Rhythm. If you look it up on there. But I keep tabs on like all the local shows that are happening. I post that twice a week on there with all the Seattle bands, as many as I can find.
That's cool that you do that, man.
Absolutely. Somebody's got to do it, man.
Yeah. That's how I feel about this radio show.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to do it. Might as well be the guy.
Well, that's why I was stoked to just come and get a chance to talk to you tonight, man, because everything you're doing here on the Loud and Local podcast and everything like that.
All right. Well, let's go into a song, man. We got a song called Oil Witch.
Hell yeah.
So this one features, who we got?
Ben McLeod, the guitarist from All Them Witches. They're a four-piece psych rock band from Tennessee.
How'd you link up with them?
Oh, so I found them online or something like YouTube. And they had just put out their second album.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've been out about 10 years and have about 9 albums or so.
And a lot of followers.
And they've been to Abbey Road Studios twice.
Wow.
And, anyway, so the first time I saw them, it was at the Sunset Tavern. And I don't even remember if it was sold out or not, but just like I was calling out on their first album. And then he's like, they're like, dude, they're kind of just like laughing at me. He's like, dude, we don't even remember how to play those.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, you only got two albums. but no, then I saw him at a Freakout Fest.
Yeah.
And again, met him outside, was saying what's up, you know, oh, we'd love to play with you someday or all this stuff, you know. And then saw him one other time, I think at Barboza, with a sick-ass band called Weed, who was from Bainbridge Island, but now they're in Portland. One of the guys might live in L.A. As Weed with three E's.
Yeah, they're sick.
Three percussionists in the band, like, at all times. But usually it's, like, two drummers and a percussionist. But man, they're one of my favorite bands that actually, like, a lot of times when I see two people playing at once, two drummers, I'm just like, is that necessary? But, like, how they play and, like, off of each other and make a really rhythmic background ambience.
You question whether two drummers should
be
playing.
We never have them playing at the same time.
We never have two drummers playing at one time now.
We haven't yet.
That's a point to clarify
good
with
to know,
Pink
good
Bowen.
To know.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. There's
it's one at a time. Everybody takes turns.
But yeah, so anyways, then when it came down to it, I messaged him on Instagram and like, yo,
let's go.
One of my favorite bands. Love to get you on a track.
Dude, and Brian's one of those guys that's closed mouths don't get fed. My God. He will ask, and like in the nicest way. And I think people dig the authenticity. So they're like, you know, thanks for asking. Sure.
Yeah,
I bet a lot of people don't ask. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Asking,
and
you might
you
not
know,
receive.
You might get turned down, but you got to try.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you don't ask.
With all these different things that I, you know, I always just ask in, you know, different opportunities. And sometimes it becomes too much, and you're just like, God damn, I thought you would just say no. But I guess I'm doing this cool shit now. You know what I mean? So
somebody once told me the squeaky wheel gets the oil.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Until they replace it, I guess.
Squeaky wheel gets the oil witch.
Right?
So speaking of, here's Oil Witch. It's Pink Boa here on Loud and Local. It's 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle.
Dark wood.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Pink Boa here on Loud and Local. Dream Crusher is the song you're about to hear, but Oil Witch is the one we just played. We are in studio with Pink Boa. It's late night here in Seattle. This is the magic of Seattle. We've just got so many awesome artists around in this town, man.
Yes.
And you know, you do a really cool thing by featuring local artists and, you know, on your Instagram and whatnot. How do you guys, like, stay up to date with local artists? Is it just who you play with? Do you guys kind of just, you know, who you hear about?
So I started doing this thing recently where I would go, you know, I mean, I go through all the venue websites of what shows are happening and then I'll organize them on the calendar. And then after that, I actually got a buddy named Luis at equalizer.wave on IG, but he's helping out with the calendars now. So now that he's posting that, I'll actually go through the calendars and look at all everybody who's playing and then I'll go to their Spotify.
That's awesome.
And just try to like dig through their stuff. And I'm like, man, if you're playing a show in Seattle, I'm going to try and find any decent track I can
that's
in
cool,
there,
man.
You know,
like that's awesome.
That's cool. So now that, you know, builds into the playlist. And sometimes people will hit me up and DM me stuff and I try to listen to everything. Honestly, I'll give everything like at least 2 seconds. And honestly, most of the time I know in like 2 seconds if it's going to be like solid or not, you know, cause there's bands where I love them, but it's just like, it's, if I'm going to feature it, it's gotta be like on a playlist. It's gotta be something where in 2 seconds it grabs my ear, because if it doesn't with me, I know it's not going to with anybody else.
Fair enough.
So
fair enough.
Know, it is what it is. Yeah. That's how I do it, Brian.
it was nice too. Yeah, I would always see his stuff on Instagram and shows, and all of a sudden I would see he'd like circle us. It's like, oh, check this show out. I'm like, who's this raised up? And then, when we're looking for some more, a new drummer, one of his friends was like, what about Nate?
We got to give a shout out to Ed at Belltown Yacht Club.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ed Maloney.
And CJ. Shout out to Ed those Maloney. Guys are awesome. Yeah.
Ed Maloney, right?
Yeah.
He used to run the Highway 99 Blues Club.
He did. And then he went into, CJ, who is at Screwdriver. So it's awesome. CJ and Ed. They're like a team over there.
That's cool.
And, Ed's doing his thing with Belltown Yacht mm-hmm. Club. It's one of my favorite little venues in town, just in the basement down there across from Screwdriver. Yeah. But Ed actually, I would talk with Ed and Ed actually heard from Brian. I think, Brian was kind of looking around for more drummers at the time. And Ed was like, oh, you should talk to Nate. And that started that whole thing in motion. And it had been a while since I'd done any kind of music, like on Pink Boa, like anything like that. And the first time I was used to learning sets, but the first time I actually sat down and listened to Pink Boa, I was like, okay, yeah, I'll just learn 10 songs. No problem. Right. And then I sit down, I'm like, crap, this is a lot, man.
But you got it, man.
I got it.
Kills it.
I got it. I have such a great time playing with these dudes, man, because just Brian is such a professional about it. And CJ just brings like such like good energy
to
everything. I mean, he's newer with it, but like he's just like very much go get him, and I like
CJ's vibe. He's over here not talking that much, but he looks cool.
CJ's low key with it, man. He's low key with it. Don't underestimate.
CJ's a yoga instructor, and that's how I
do full time.
I started getting into yoga and
good energy over here.
Yeah, well, I make sure I sage and palo the stage before.
Oh yeah, he's palo.
He really does.
He's cleansing the. I almost was like, hey, can I bring some palo in the studio? But I didn't know if like the fire codes or anything.
I appreciate.
I gotta cleanse the space.
Yeah, man. Appreciate that. That's
good,
awesome.
Good vibes only.
I got to be real. I did not think, CJ, the first time I met him, I did not think he was a yoga instructor, but really? Never judge a book by its cover, dude. Yeah. Never. Just saying, man.
Yogi CJ. That's amazing.
Very chill dude, man.
That's awesome. So you guys.
Oh, yeah. You should. This guy was doing handstands on stage the other day before our show.
Yeah. Blow me away.
I was like, we need to incorporate that into the act, bro.
Where do you instruct? Why don't you shout it out?
Oh, man. I feel like I'm a little bit more on the gypsy stage of things to where I teach all over the place right now. I teach in Queen Anne. I teach in at a studio called Hot Yoga or Hot Yoga. I can't remember how they call it. It's H-A-U-T-E. I've heard it both ways, so I don't necessarily know how to pronounce it.
No worries. Dude, you were wanting to put together like a yoga class in a venue, too, which I thought was
Tell them about the ambient stuff.
We're saying, I have been very interested, especially taking the musical side of things and the healing or the holistic side of yoga and combining it in a sound healing experience. And right now, sound healing mainly consists of more traditional instruments, singing bowls, gongs, different types of chimes. But what I'm wanting to do with Brian and really collaborate with musicians is to create a composition of a full beginning to end experience that includes breath work, maybe some light movement, some guided meditation, and make a very experiential thing.
Wow.
So, I found a church in Queen Anne that's like now a dance studio. So I'm trying to work with them to create some sort of like ambient experience.
Live atmospheric sound.
I mean, in a perfect world, we could all do like some shrooms before, like let it be that type of experience, because I think that would be rad.
There we go.
But
who says you can't?
I was gonna say that's doable.
I think. How do I do that legally?
I mean, it's Washington. Unadvertised.
I mean, how do I advertise? Like, do it before. Like, make sure you time your stuff.
Just do what everybody else does.
Just put a little like baby mushroom plant in the flyers. Like,
that's kind of how everybody.
Does that. You are.
But I teach kind of all over the place.
Nice.
Capitol Hill, Fremont. I kind of just go around and do that for.
Awesome,
been doing
man.
That for 10 years. So
that's cool.
Yeah. Nice.
We're gonna go into another song here. This is Dream Crusher, and this features who does this feature?
Whitney Petty from Thunder Pussy. She's the homie.
Thunder Pussy.
Love y'all. Yeah, all of them rock and are sweethearts.
All right, let's go into it. It's Dream Crusher by. Loud and Local on the Rock. Classy. That was Dream Crusher featuring, who was it featuring? Whitney from?
Whitney Petty from Thunder Pussy.
From Thunder Pussy. Amazing. At Bloom Festival, it was like featuring Thunder Pussy. And Mannequin Pussy. Mannequin. I was like, is this just Pussy Fest? Like, this is amazing.
I was going to tell Veronica, shout out to Veronica from La Fonda, but yeah, if they just want to rename that whole thing Pussy Fest, I think it would work.
Incredible.
Dude.
Amazing.
Just saying. Shout out to La Fonda, though. They do an amazing job with that. Belltown Bloom.
Hell yeah. You guys are going to be playing DJ Set It day in, day out. Crank the Dank on 420 at the substation all day long. I think it starts around like 2 p.m., 3 p.m. Crank the Dank number 3. And then, of course, Bumbershoot, the return, the 50-year celebration, the anniversary of Bumbershoot. If people can't make it out to this, whether they have, you know, several jobs, they live a little bit further out, they got kids, you know, anything like that, what's the best way they can support you guys or follow you guys?
Oh, Instagram, pinkboa_, Spotify. Yeah. Just, you know, follow.
Bandcamp.
Bandcamp as
well. You guys have vinyl.
Oh yeah. We got,
t-shirts. I mean, we got
Pinkboa
vinyl.
Music is the website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on.
Brian spares no expense with t-shirts, man.
Yeah.
I got to be a personal stylist at Nordstrom, but yeah, no, I mean, early on we were all about the like, professionalism from like the quality of recordings and stuff, but to the like aesthetic. And yeah, we did a collaboration with the brewery Future Primitive. We had a Pink Boa IPA with album artwork, and those guys, yeah, shout out to Future Primitive. They're
the, so they did one with Witch Ripper past week. Yeah,
hell yeah. They just did another one for Thunder Pussy was I think one of the first ones they did.
That's so sick.
Yeah, but great beers, great guys. Yeah, guys, gals, theys, thems, they're all dope down there.
The band that was just in studio, and this is going to date it, but Beautiful Freaks was just in studio, and they are releasing an ice cream. Ooh. With Full Tilt. So all these collaborations, the beer, the local beers, the local ice cream places.
I really love that for Beautiful Freaks. Yeah. Man, Beautiful Freaks ice cream.
Right?
Yeah, shout out to James, Beautiful Freaks. I love that. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's awesome. But the question that I prepped you guys for, what was the first album you ever purchased as a child? And be honest, first album you used your own money to purchase. CJ, let's start with you.
I remember getting, I think my mom was like at like one of the Michaels. I don't know if I'm from Oklahoma. Yeah. Michaels, one of those stores that has like a bunch of picture frames.
Yep.
And novelty gifts. Yeah. Well, next door was a Best Buy.
Okay.
And I remember buying Dude Ranch by Blink-182.
Yes. Of course.
And the Marshall Mathers LP.
Okay.
And I remember because at first the guy wasn't gonna sell me the Marshall Mathers. Because I was so young. He's like, homie. And I started rapping My Name Is, and he's like, you got it, man.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's kind of messed up because Dude Ranch has a lot of that too, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Care about that.
Oh, he didn't care. Oh, that's okay because it's punk rock.
It's
but
okay.
Oh,
yeah. Punk rock, exactly.
That's funny. And how about you, man?
Marilyn Manson, Mechanical Animals.
Oh, okay, yeah. Nice.
That was the first CD I actually bought with money of my own. I was in sixth grade.
Okay.
I was about 12 at the time.
Okay, nice, dude.
Yeah. This was like before, like all the cool kids at that time had Antichrist Superstar t-shirts, middle school and stuff like that. And I never... Like it was me trying to hop on that train just to try and fit in, but I bought like the sellout effort afterwards. I bought Mechanical Adam. I didn't buy Antichrist.
It's glam rock record.
It was the glam rock one, which everybody kind of like started, you know, everybody that loved Antichrist Superstar was
show.
In hindsight. Hey, you know what? Mechanical Animals, I grew up with it. I love it. I don't care what anybody says.
Fair enough. Some glam.
How about you, man?
Mine would be the Now CD, and I don't care. That's not cool. I will still listen to it.
Which volume?
I think number one. Wow. With like Fastball the Way. And
that had the Spice Girls on it?
Yep.
Now that's what I call music 764.
Oh, wow.
I was there
they
from
still
the beginning.
Make those, but they put them on vinyl now.
They put Weird. Them on vinyl? Damn.
On vinyl.
On vinyl. I bet you can get a box set on eBay for about $12,000. Get all 700.
Holy shit! Can you imagine if that was like the only albums you ever owned?
You come see my collection.
Some kind of sociopath who only like they have a humongous CD collection.
That person is out there.
It's right behind their, you know, their huge freezer that they slice bodies up. You know.
That person's listening, and they're kind of
yeah, they're
pissed.
I don't know if that person's
if I
listening.
Go missing, then that's yeah. why.
Yeah. You know, American Psycho, where he listens
yeah.
to Huey.
Oh yeah. yeah,
that would be an updated version of that. He was just like, put on now. Anyway, sorry about that. Sorry to dunk on you for liking now. No, I had now too.
I set myself up for that.
How about you, man?
I definitely bought now.
Five. Okay, so the one that I was embarrassed about, I actually think I was too young. I don't think I bought it with my own money, but I had a New Kids on the Block tape.
Hey, man. Hanging tough.
But yeah, but no, at my own money, actually a band... Starflyer 59.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the Red album, great Americana. Band. But that's yeah, they're band. Still one of my favorite bands to this day. And yeah. Wow. Yeah, not as many people know about them, but great songwriter.
Absolutely. Was that Aaron Sprinkle?
Jason Martin.
Jason Martin.
They hung around the same circles. I don't know if maybe Aaron Sprinkle might have even, because he does a lot of production stuff, he might have produced some of their stuff. But
yeah, they're on Tooth and Nail Records.
Yeah.
Great band.
With MXPX. That was one of the first shows I saw was MXPX. And 90 pound wuss at Rock Candy.
That's awesome, dude.
I lost a shoe. My mom just got me a brand new pair of shoes for school, and I lost both of them at one point. And asked Tom
Wisnowski from MXPX.
Yeah, I asked him if he could like help me find my shoes, and he gave a shout out. This kid's missing two Vans, and I got one back. But then I wandered around and walked away with another Converse that I found laying on the ground.
That's
too.
That's amazing. Shout out to Tom from MXPX. Love it. Okay, shout outs for you guys. Who you guys want to thank or shout out while you got the microphone?
Oh, everybody that's helped us along the way. Anybody that likes our music, anybody that's came out to a show, all of these guys here, you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, just there's a lot of, the artist community around here is pretty dope, and I love you all.
When I play with Pink Boa, every time somebody shows up to a gig wearing a Pink Boa shirt, man, shout out to those people.
That's awesome.
Because I see them show up and I'm just like, man, got to be on your A-game.
You have a good radio voice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. But NPR, I mean.
I can picture you being the NPR guy.
I did do a podcast for a while.
Okay, nice.
But I think you do a better job of it.
So
I'm gonna let you have that lane.
All right, fair enough.
You know, I just gotta say to you, Ram, real quick, you know, just shout out to anybody in a band in Seattle.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's been a wild couple of years, and it's a kind of a crazy world we live in now, I think, for that stuff. But anybody gets on stage and does their thing, man, you know, salute to them.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to creators and not producers, man. I think too many people are trying to produce music to fit a vibe, and it's been really fun to just play with dudes that just like to create.
Yeah.
I haven't got the chance to play with Carl personally, but I've seen him play, and just the way he maneuvers and plays is just phenomenal. You can tell he's an artist. He creates same thing with Nate.
Yep.
In the corner before the show. It's fun to just be out there and just play music. We don't care who is.
We love playing music.
Yeah, we just enjoy playing, man. So, again, thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely.
And we appreciate anybody that wants to have us either at their venue or playing with. We don't care. We just want to play.
Hell yeah. Finally?
Oh, man, this is a tough one because there's just, like, too many people that are all people you haven't, you know, that a lot of people haven't heard of. Band called Bad Optics, for instance.
Yes, just shout out Bad Optics.
Just got a Rolodex running my head.
Sure.
I wouldn't be good at an awards show. But they're all awesome, all those people.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Let's all come out and support them at Bumbershoot. Finally, we're going to go into Bird in a Cage. What I'm going to do is you, my friend, are going to be the DJ. I'm going to turn my microphone off, and you are going to introduce this song. So you look like a 70s pimp, so you can introduce it as a 70s pimp or as a morning radio show host that's the cheesiest way possible. I want you to introduce it in the cheesiest way you can. Name of the station is KISW. The name of your band is Pink Boa. The name of the song is Bird in a Cage. Now do your thing.
Hey, Brian O'Brien, KISW here. We're going to be playing Pink Boa, Bird in a Cage.
Let's go.
Hey,
just a bird in a cage. The pretty pretties are watching as I wither and age.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.